Welcome to Uhuru. This is a podcast where we discuss marketing through a melanin-infused lens. If you're new to the podcast, it was created for me to venture into tough, fun, and innovative topics in marketing, advertising, communications, and just overall branding, but to do so with a focus on people of color. In the U.S., only 5% of people in the marketing field are Black, so we devote what's called the first five, or first 5 minutes, of every interview to discuss what that means for people of color, and how to push for more inclusivity. We do interviews with Black marketing professionals, and we also have 5-minute segments called The Rundown, where we discuss a marketing, branding, or advertising topic in the news to give insight from me. My name is Jennifer Sadler, and I am a biracial marketing professor in Chicago, Illinois. If you didn't know, the word Uhuru is also the name of the highest peak in Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. It's Swahili for freedom. Let's get started, guys. Okay, so imagine this. You're going into your brand strategy meeting, and it's announced that you guys are going to focus on a new strategy. You're going to focus on the homeless, and you have to figure out a way to interweave that initiative into your brand strategy. How does it fit into your story? The why of who your brand is. If you guys don't know what I mean by the why, you should check out Simon Sinek's TED Talk, How Great Leaders Inspire Action.
By why, I mean what's your purpose, what's your cause, what's your belief? Why does your organization exist?
He talks about something called the golden circle, which basically says that most businesses know what they do and how they do it, but very few businesses know why they do what they do. So again, we're at this marketing table and a new initiative comes through. We're focusing on the homeless. That's exactly what happened when Sesame Workshop told Sesame Street that they were going to focus on a homeless initiative using one of their title characters, Lily. The episode aired online in a segment where Lily and friends were painting rainbows.
Our painting is really coming along. The three of us are pretty good rainbow makers.
Then Lily stops and she reveals that she's now homeless.
Why does Lily look so sad?
It's just that my bedroom is purple, and purple's my favorite color, and it reminds me of my bedroom. We don't have our own apartment anymore, and we've been staying in all different kinds of places.
So Sesame Workshop is the educational arm behind Sesame Street. They launched an initiative to address homelessness impacting children. And in a press release, they noted that more than 2.5 million children are experiencing homelessness right now. In fact, they said that 1.2 million of those children are under the age of 6. So now we have to look at how Lily's story fits into the why, the overall brand image of who Sesame Street is. Sesame Street has used their platform for decades to start conversations. Lily was introduced in 2011 when she was suffering from food insecurity. It fits perfectly into the why of Sesame Street. A lot of times we find our why right in our mission statement. So for Sesame Workshop, their mission statement is to help kids grow smarter, stronger, and kinder. If we look at how they presented Lily's story, how they wanted to tackle homelessness, how they allowed Lily to express her opinion, to be strong, and they allowed her friends to be kind and give her the space to open up, it falls right in line with the branding of what the company is trying to do. It falls in line with their mission statement. So the next time we go into our brand strategy meeting and we get an initiative and say, let's tackle this topic or that topic, let's draw back and say, okay, but why? Why should we do it? And how does it fall in line with our brand's mission statement? And if it doesn't, do we need to change our mission? Do we need to change our why? Do we need to change the core of who we are to reach the kind of people that we're trying to reach? Thanks for tuning in to the 5-Minute Rundown, guys. Special thanks to Mark Eliyahu and his song Journey, which can be heard in the background of this podcast. You can also find him on SoundCloud. If you'd like to support this podcast, be sure to head over to uhurutalks.com. We always try to keep the melanin popping on every episode, but we need your help. Supporting this podcast helps us to share stories, gain more insight, and fund up-and-coming students of color who are interested in pursuing marketing and advertising programs in college, always aiming for more than 5%. Again, it's uhurutalks.com. That's uhurutalks.com. All right, y'all. Keep it classy. See you next time.